time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and a big good morning to all of you, and welcome to another beautiful spring day. It's going to warm up, a little chilly right now, but boy, that sunshine, clear skies. George Kasotis, he's with us today. Oh, boy.
Thank you, Charlie. It's always good to be here with you.
Well, good. George, it's been an interesting spring so far. Aren't those warm days nice?
Oh, they're beautiful, but then this morning it was almost late 30s, early 40s.
That's right. We could have almost had a frost, but it's warming up. Now I wonder, when are we going to start planting our flowers?
Well, we got flowers blooming all over the place. Joanne's has been fixing flowers for from last year. They're coming up.
Oh, the perennials, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some coming up from last year that never bloomed last year because they were got shaded. But this year they're out and they're growing and growing. It's called bee balm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
And hopefully the bees are going to enjoy that.
Boy, I got surprised yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to the home of Greg Schwepston.
Oh, I remember.
He was in the hospital. He had had surgery.
Oh, really?
Oh, I think he had heart problems, like you did.
Mm-hmm.
He was in there for a couple of weeks, but then he got home yesterday, and I went over to see him, and he was the old Harding athletic director.
Oh, during your time?
No, later.
Later.
Yeah,
later,
he's a little. He's. I think he's just turning 80 or 80. Turning 80,
yeah, okay.
Somewhere around early 80s.
That was a very well-known name.
Oh, yeah, Greg was,
yeah.
But he survived like you did.
Yeah.
And I talked to him for about pretty close to an hour.
Yeah.
I visited him in his front room. He can't get up yet. He's still sitting down.
I know what that's like.
Huh? You had that problem
yes,
too, Charlie.
Yes.
You did it a couple times.
Right, yeah. And this last time, I spent a week at Marion General in several days at a nursing home.
Well, he did too. He went over to the one on what's that big one on Barks Road?
Oh, yeah. I spent time there too. Heartland.
Yeah, Heartland.
Yeah.
Couldn't say it. But Greg is, God, he's a beautiful guy. I remember when his wife passed away, she was Janice Swepston. She was... she taught for many, many years in the city school system.
Oh, okay.
But when she died, he got up at Epworth United Methodist Church and did a beautiful, he did the sermon himself.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, what a beautiful sermon.
Yeah, that's nice.
I should have had that recorded, like.
Yeah.
Like Spears does that all the time.
And I was at the funeral of the man who worked at the YMCA, the massager?
The black guy?
Yes, yes. Didn't one of his boys graduate from Harding in 59?
Yeah.
And is now head of a university in California?
Otis Scott.
Yes, yes.
Otis Scott was something else, wasn't he?
And I was at his funeral, and to hear the boys talk about the good old days, that was really nice. Yeah.
He could put you on a table and put a little liniment on you and rub you, and you would fall asleep.
Wow.
I fell asleep a few times he rubbed me down.
Yeah.
But he taught me how to breathe and walk. Really? Otis Scott, yeah. The old YMCA back in the 40s,
yeah,
late
back
40s.
On State Street, yeah.
On State Street, yeah. Across from the old Ohio Theater.
Right.
That's where the bus stop is now. The buses pull up there. They have a nice station.
Right.
But Otis Scott, we walked out the front door of the YMCA, and Otis says, he had his little stick cane.
Yeah.
It wasn't an arm thing. It was a straight stick. And he could what he did was every step that he took, he would breathe in.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Every step, you would breathe in and step, breathe in and step, and exhale and inhale.
Uh-huh.
He taught me that. And that is very healthy for you.
Oh, it is. I found out how at two different places I was. They said, now you breathe through your nose, exhale through your mouth.
Yes.
So I've got one of these oxygen things you put on your finger.
Oh, yes.
And, boy, you do that, and you can see that oxygen level go right on up.
Up.
Yeah. It's really, really interesting. So breathe through your nose, exhale through your mouth, and you get a lot more oxygen in your lungs.
Right. And that's what Otis Scott taught me.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
I didn't know that before because I just walk and
sure.
Not know whether I breathed in my mouth or in my nose, but through the nose and out the mouth.
Yeah. It sure works good. Well, this is, and I had left since I'm pretty well recovered now. I was riding my lawn tractor and I got off to trim some bushes and fell down on the ground, which was all right. The ground is soft. And then yesterday I'm climbing a ladder and I get up on the first rung and I fall on the ground again. But the ground is soft too.
When did you do that?
That was yesterday.
Oh, yesterday?
I was putting up a bird feeder.
Oh, my goodness.
But no problem.
You know, that breathing in your nose and exhaling out your mouth, I talked to my nephew in Los Angeles, and he says, George, I can't do that. There's too much crap in the air in Los Angeles. He said, the car fumes. He said, there's millions of cars lined up back to back and all that exhaust system. He says, I can't do that.
No wonder they're pushing electric cars.
Huh?
Electric cars are, well, Honda, did you notice? Honda's shutting down so they can retool to do more electric cars.
So is Audi.
Yeah.
Audi's doing that too.
I guess eventually, George, if we live long enough, we'll be driving electric cars.
You think so?
I don't know. Where would you plug them in?
Yeah.
If you're on a vacation trip.
Well, they're going to have plug-in stations.
They sure are. I can only imagine you're driving in the mountains, and all of a sudden, you go,
out of electricity.
Yeah. Where's the plug? You might have to carry a gasoline-powered generator with you to recharge your batteries.
Joanne gets movies from the library all the time, and last night I said, what movie do we have tonight? She said, Mary, Queen of Scots.
Ooh.
I said, and the date said 1585, no electricity.
Oh, yeah.
In 1585, they had candlelight.
Yes, yes. And that reminds me of figures in the past, how that man, have you been watching Jeopardy?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that something? Now, how can a man memorize all that information? But he does.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, so did Richard Cordray. He did it five times, and he won the championship.
Yeah. But the fellow last night went over $1 million. Wow.
Well, there was a kid, there's another article in the paper, a kid named 24 years old won $785 million.
Really?
Only 24 years old. He bought a ticket at a...
Oh, okay, the lottery, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that something? He gets to keep probably $400,000.
$785,000.
Yeah. What would you do with all that money? My land.
Well, the government takes more than half, don't they?
Yeah, they'll take care of it, yeah. You've given so much of that to begin with, and then paying taxes on everything you buy, that's more money.
And then Dwayne is saying we need it for our roads.
Yes.
But we got to repair the roads.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'll pay more for a gallon of gasoline if they repair the roads.
If they repair the roads, yeah. Right. Because you hit those potholes, and you got to have a new tire.
Yeah.
You got to have a new shock system. You got to have new brakes.
Yeah.
Everything goes wrong.
Everything, yeah.
Man, I came to work. I didn't go to work. But I went past this road the other day, and the pothole was so big that there was two kids fishing in it.
What if that ain't any luck? But yes, it really is something when you think about it. And I heard a couple of truckers testifying before the State Transportation Committee how even when they hit a bridge, the difference between the road and the bridge, sometimes they break their wheels. They crack the
steering column.
Yeah. And so truckers have a tough time of it. So hopefully that extra money that we'll be paying will work.
Will be well worth it to fix the roads,
or
right.
We'll hold them responsible.
Yeah. Well, I like that one down there at Waldo that started. They did that one all the way in almost into... not into Delaware, but there was quite a few miles strip there that they fixed.
Oh, that's that experimental strip.
No, that's before that.
Oh, okay.
It starts as you get, when
just
you come in.
South of Waldo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I was there yesterday.
It was, you drive that a lot, don't you?
Every now and then, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I noticed, too, the beautiful outlet off of 23 going into Delaware, you don't have to go clear down to take the exit that used to be. You'd come out on the main drag east-west. Now they got that beautiful stoned entrance there coming in north by the fairgrounds, that area there, off of 23.
You mean close to Delaware? Or?
Yeah, it's just on the north side.
Yeah.
Immediate north side. Beautiful looking.
You mean you turn in there and go up onto Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it's all landscaped. And
oh, yeah.
We don't have anything like that around here.
No, that's nice because we do that every once in a while. We do that. We go down to Joanne's doctor. She has a doctor in Delaware.
Yeah.
And
I go down for a blood test. They have a very efficient lab down there.
Sure.
But, And when I think of our overpasses here, we don't even have a 7-watt nightlight.
Right.
But you go to Upper Sandusky and they got those 100-foot tall lights all over the place at the interchange.
Oh, yeah, the upper. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a different...
Well, that's Wyandotte County.
That's an ODOT, different district than ours.
Right, right.
We're District 6, which is Columbus and...
Are we 6 or 5?
6.
6.
Yeah. And the headquarters in Delaware. And District 6 supplies money.
Oh, well, you're talking about the district. I was thinking of Area 51 on the sheriff's
line. Oh, right, yeah.
Well, why are we 51? That's the one that's supposed to be where out in Arizona somewhere.
You would think. But they go numerically? Starting with the first county would be...
Charlie, rumor has it,
we'll be right back.
One year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with George Casotas talking about flying saucers.
Well, the one flying saucer came in by Dayton Airport, right, Pat? And as this outer space guy with his head.
The guy was a funny head.
Yeah, the global head.
Yeah.
And thousands of people gathered, and he said, "We're here to serve you. So jump on our spaceship." So they all jumped on the spaceship. They wanted to serve them up at their planet because they were out of food and they needed more food. So we were going to serve you.
Oh, yes. Boy, you just wonder, too. You read a lot about how we're able to photograph asteroids.
Oh, yeah.
And when is, of course, I think we've been hit by an asteroid several times already. You just wonder when another one will happen. And what will we do if it comes this way?
Forget it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I'll take out my...
Goodbye, cruel world.
I'll take out my shotgun and shoot it over, make it go somewhere else.
Yeah. And, you know, it would be interesting. Now, who was it, Japan or somebody, actually landed a spaceship, a small one, on one of the asteroids, and they're going to dig into it and then fly it back and see what... Wouldn't that be something if it came back full of diamonds?
Oh, diamonds and gold.
Gold, yes. Which could be. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah. Boy, the space race would be on then. Woo! There wouldn't be a safe asteroid in the sky. Oh, yes. So, and George, I wish we could live 50 more years to see what, you know, we've gone through all these advancements, and every day you hear more and more advancements.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So it's been interesting so far, I think. But the greatest advancement will be when you can read someone's mind.
Okay.
And that will come about.
That'll be around.
That will. Well, can you imagine all the lawsuits that will come about? And some lady will walk up to a man and says, "I know what you're thinking because I can see it." And you're under arrest. Oh, my. But it may sound out of this world, but maybe it's not. Oh, it's bad enough. Well, all's going. Do you see where they were condemning Kate Smith for singing songs back in the 30s? Racial, I don't know what it was. What are we going through?
My wife's sister and brother-in-law have built a home down in Tennessee up in the mountains. And there were six kids in that family. So the way they built this was six bedrooms. So once a year, we spend a week down there, all six of us. That's 12 people. And the house is so big, it has six bedrooms. And the kitchen is so big that all 12 of us can be fixing something in the kitchen. The kitchen is that big.
Wow.
And the counters. And you could seat about 25, 30 people. The kitchen is so big. And Brent said, "Let's go to Katie's." So we go downtown, Jacksboro, and what's the other name? There's two cities right together. La Follette and Jacksboro. So we go to this restaurant, and the restaurant's name is Katie's. And Katie can really cook. She's an old-fashioned cooker. She's in her early 60s, and she's a cook. So we're sitting in there, and all of a sudden we start singing, Katie, beautiful Katie, you're the only one that I adore. And when the moon shines over the cow shed, I'll be waiting at the kitchen door. Remember that old song?
It goes back into the 30s, yeah.
And the name of the restaurant was Katie's.
Yeah.
When you mentioned Kate Smith?
Yeah, Kate Smith, yeah. Which brings me around, too. Remember Al Jolson came to Marion?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Okay.
Oh, I remember when Al Jolson came. I
remember hearing about it.
He came to the Ohio Theater,
but
didn't he?
But Jolson did blackface, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody ever condemn him?
Mammy.
Yeah. How I love you.
I love you, my dear old Mammy.
But no, apparently no one's thought about it yet, or they'll condemn him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Just like they're trying to do to Kate Smith. Oh, my land. But Jolson was big in blackface.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. Now, here's another thing.
And they loved it. The people loved it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And, George, I saw an hour-long presentation of Easter as it's celebrated in other countries. there are two different countries where Easter is celebrated by people dressed like Ku Klux Klan. They have cones over their heads, and the theory behind that was that when God looks down, he sees everybody looking alike, supposedly. But and they even had red crosses on their white outfits like the Ku Klux Klan has. And it was weird, very weird. But that's a standard practice in several countries. People wearing cone heads and eyes, you know.
Well, Charlie, you know I'm a little different, too, because I'm an Orthodox.
Well, that's right.
I'm Greek. My mother and father came from the old country.
How do they celebrate Easter?
Easter is celebrated more than Christmas in Greece, in the Orthodox, not only in Greece. Most of the Orthodox, you know how many countries? Russia is
sure.
Orthodox. Turkey is Orthodox. Albania, Serbia, all those Middle Eastern countries are Orthodoxy. Orthodoxy is over 30 billion people that are Orthodoxy.
Wow.
And we celebrate Easter bigger than Christmas.
Well, yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Christos Anesti. Christos Anesti. Christ has risen.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, here on Easter Day, we have over 300 people slaughtered, Christians.
When was this?
This Easter Day.
This year?
Yeah.
Where at?
Sri Lanka.
Oh, yeah, I read that in the... That's right.
Yeah. And here we're celebrating Christ, you know, bleeding and blood.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is blood. You know, when you think... they are shedding his blood.
What are you saying blood for?
Well, that's what I...
You mean
about.
The 300 people who got killed?
Well, yeah, the 300 people, they bled to death and suffered terrible. And we were observing the suffering of Christ on Easter. And here's these, I guess, up to almost 400 people now that were slaughtered by the explosions there that terrorists did.
Well, the Spanish people say, todo el mundo mi corazón son rojas. You know what that means?
Well, something about world and heart.
Yeah, you know a little Spanish.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
In all of the world, our hearts and blood are red.
Uh-huh.
That's, in other words, why can't we join together? Because all
because
of us.
Because we're all alike, yeah.
We're all alike. We're all red.
Right.
But blood is red. Hearts are red. We should be together instead of this killings and these...
Oh, yeah. Apparently, it's not going to end anytime soon, but...
What happened to the word brotherly love?
Yeah.
There's
no such thing, apparently, overall. Yeah,
Charlie, it's just...
Yeah, it's awful when you think about it. It gets so discouraging to know that there are people out there who'd like to take the lives of anyone they come across because they disagree religiously or politically.
And they're out there.
Yeah, they certainly are. Wow. So we saw a good example of that on Easter Day. My. In Sri Lanka. Now, Sri Lanka is a separate country down. It used to be by some other title. I can't remember what it originally was. Maybe someone would call us and let us know.
Yeah, I forgot,
Is it down to tip of Africa? We'd have to ask the guy on Jeopardy.
On Jeopardy. Between the south of Africa and Australia somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah.
That's a long distance.
Oh, my.
Australia is so far away, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, boy, that's for sure. Wow.
I've never had that much trouble in Australia. I've never heard that much.
No, and New Zealand had a problem here recently.
Oh, did they?
But I think they were able to squash that pretty much. I don't think they allow guns in New Zealand.
I don't think so. Yeah. I've heard about that.
Right, yeah. Now, I don't know about Australia. Australia still has some, what do they call them, Aborigines.
Oh, yeah, they're Aborigines.
Yeah.
They're not really black like the Africans.
No. No, they're just primitive.
Right.
Yeah, they've not been exposed to us The Aborigines haven't been exposed to the life as we know it.
I have cousins in Melbourne, Australia, and they say, George, come and visit us. You'll love it. And I said, no, I'm not gone. I've never went to Australia because my cousins live there. They're Greek.
Yeah.
My mother's aunt married an engineer, and he got a job in Alexandria, Egypt. And when Hitler joined with Nasser and Egypt, and they were taking all the people and killing them and taking their monies. So my cousin John Kondopoulos took his wife and his two kids and got on a ship because he was a banker and he had enough money to pay his voyage, but they didn't know where they were going. And they ended up in Melbourne, Australia.
No kidding?
It was on NASA's ship that took them there.
Yeah.
And so John and Elizabeth and Peter, the son, Peter came to visit me years ago. About 12, 15 years ago, he came, Peter from Australia, and he says, hello, mate, how you doing? He said, you want some of this, what is it called, Vegemite? That black stuff that they eat down there in Australia? Vegemite.
Oh, Vegemite? Really?
You never heard of Vegemite?
No, I never did.
It's a black paste, that really? Like peanut butter. Oh. They eat Vegemite like we eat peanut butter.
Wow.
And Vegemite is very healthy. Because he brought me a jar.
Yeah.
And I never heard of Vegemite. And he says, Cousin George, I'm from Australia. Hey, mate. Mate. I'm from Australia. Here's some Vegemite. And I'd say, Peter, what is it with you? Oh, he said, we have a beautiful time. I said, no. He said, well, the only problem in there is these kangaroos are so strong. If a kangaroo hits you, it'll kill you.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, I've heard of that.
You've heard of kangaroos.
Yes.
I said, I'm not going to Australia.
I saw one the other day, and I yelled out, tie me kangaroo down, boy.
Where did you see a kangaroo? You didn't see a kangaroo. Heard of
the song, tie me kangaroo down.
Oh, tie me kangaroo down.
I used to, Radio Australia. And I don't think they're on the air anymore. But at 4 in the morning, for years, they played the song, It was like their national anthem, really.
Waltzing Matilda.
Yeah, Waltzing Matilda, yes.
Waltzing Matilda.
And I would listen for that. I could hear their transmitter come on the air. And the minute it came on, here come Waltzing Matilda.
That's their national anthem.
Yeah, boy.
I saw that show with, he was a big star. Oh, he played, and all the air in the world, air evaporated.
Yeah.
And the only place left that had air was Australia. You don't remember that movie?
No. Hey, we're going to break here in about 5 seconds.
Oh.
And we'll be back here. After a short interim pause on WWGH. Okay, my watch is
from NBC News. This is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back on the air once again here on WWGH, and today we have George Kasotis, as usual. And George, we've over the years we've talked a lot about eating.
Oh, food.
Oh, my.
We talk so much about food, yeah. Charlie. People, well, we're enlightening people should
well,
the,
that's
what
right,
they should
yeah.
eat. And they're, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and every time I'm in Bucyrus and I go past Little Athens, I want to stop. And usually I'm engaged in something else. Little Athens, a Greek restaurant, and they're quite famous now. And well, in Mansfield and Bucyrus.
Mansfield, Bucyrus, yeah. And, well, Columbus has got a half a dozen good.
Oh, that's right, they would, yeah.
Oh, Columbus has got some great ones.
What's a good one in Columbus that you can think of?
The easiest one you can come on to, are you familiar with the, well, it's, what is that, 270 inner belt there before you
right.
get, it's called Anna's. Oh. She's in a shopping mall right behind this big Ford garage. It's one of the biggest Ford garages in Ohio.
Yeah.
And what is that called? That
not the Sawmill Parkway.
Sawmill.
Okay.
The Sawmill Parkway.
Yeah.
As you at the 270, if you're coming 270, instead of turning to the left, turn to the right behind the big Ford
yes.
agency in that little mall. It's Anna's restaurant,
oh,
one of the top Greek
okay.
restaurants in Columbus.
Yeah.
I have recommended that to different people.
Yeah.
And they really love that.
Wow, that's good.
Have you ever heard of Avgo Lemono?
No.
Egg and lemon?
No.
And with orzo?
Yeah, I've heard of orzo, yeah.
Well, she makes an egg and lemon soup with orzo. And you can have it with chicken or you can have it without chicken.
Now, orzo is different than what they, ouzo.
Oh, ouzo is a drink. Orzo
yeah, right.
is food. Orzo is like a pasta.
Oh, okay.
It's a long, elongated piece of mm-hmm. pasta, and it's called orzo. And it's one of the most prominent things in Greek cooking. If you're cooking pastas or anything, orzo is excellent.
Yeah.
And it's just, you cook it just like pasta. And then she puts in the lemon, and she breaks the egg and mixes. Well, I did it, too. I made avgo lemono in my restaurant. You have to separate the white and the yolk.
Yeah.
And you beat the white and you beat the yolk and you foam it up.
Mm-hmm.
it up. And you pour it in with this lemon juice, the orzo, without the chicken. You can do it. That's the best way. But if you want some meat in it, you put chicken, little pieces of shredded chicken. But lemon and egg are the best. That is so healthy. You know what the Greeks call it?
No.
You have any idea? Well, it's avgo lemono soup, but we call it Greek penicillin.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, because if you feel bad,
yeah.
you eat a bowl of avgo lemono soup, and you're up and about, and
no
you're
kidding.
Dancing, and you're singing.
What did you say are the main ingredients again?
Egg, white and the yolk.
Separated and beaten.
Beaten. Lemon juice, egg. And the orzo. Orzo, they're little noodles.
Orzo is noodles.
Yeah, orzo and noodles.
Oh, okay.
It's a noodle soup with lemon, egg, and the juice is naturally,
yeah, okay.
you've got water, and you're boiling the water. You're cooking the orzo in the water.
Okay.
And then you add the lemon juice, and then you beat the white and the egg, and you pour it in there, and you've got avgo, which means egg, lemono means lemon,
uh-huh.
egg and lemon soup. And it's so healthy that we call it Greek penicillin.
Well, that's good, because I like eating chicken noodle soup.
Well, it's like chicken noodle.
Yeah. It's similar, yeah.
But you put egg, beat the white, beat the yellow,
yeah.
and then put the lemon juice in there, and you're eating like chicken noodle soup.
That sounds interesting. Now, the noodle part, you could take a package of noodles and...
They're called orzo.
Okay.
They got them at Kroger's.
Oh, okay.
Big packages of... You got a 1 pound, 2 pound, 3 pound bags of orzo. O-R-Z-O.
Oh, okay.
Orzo.
I have to check that out, yeah.
Have you ever had orzo?
No. And, you know, and a similar subject.
It cooks quicker than pasta spaghetti.
Oh, okay.
Any type of spaghetti, it takes, what, 8 to 10 to 12 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
3, 4, 5 minutes, orzo is cooked.
Okay. I have to look for that. What department, you find it in the baked goods area? Or
No. It's in the noodle section.
Okay.
where you have your pastas.
Yeah, okay.
Look, on, you'll see the best orzo you ever tasted. If you boil it in your water.
Wow.
And then put your lemon juice, break an egg, and man, whip up the white, whip up the, pour it in there. And you'll say, wow, this is something else. This is better than chicken noodle soup.
Yeah. Wow. Now, after you put the noodles and the egg and all that, you heat it up to a point?
Oh, sure. Well, it's cooking.
Yeah.
You've got your orzo cooking in the water.
Okay.
And you can put a, I always put a dash, like a tablespoon of olive oil.
Yes.
Pure virgin olive oil in with the orzo in the water while they're cooking. And then while it's almost done, after about 5 minutes, 4 to 5 minutes, I've got the egg broken, the yolk on one side, the white on this side, and I foam it up, pour it in there one at a time, put the white in, put the yellow in. And Charlie, I'll tell you.
It sure sounds good.
It is good.
Hmm. Okay. Wow. Now, the other night, a couple of nights ago, I saw a one-hour story on matzah bread. M-A-T-Z-O, the Jewish...
Well, they make a matzah ball soup.
Yeah. And this matzah is made in New York City. And it told about the history of this family that started generations ago making matzah.
Matzah.
And they've, of course, mechanized
it. It's a cracker.
Yeah. It's very simple.
Yeah.
Flour and water.
We always had that on the table because my sister married a Jewish boy.
Okay. I was wondering, you eat that other than Seder, the Seder meal. You can you eat matzah year-long.
Yeah. Matzah's a year-long thing. But when they take that cracker and break it up, and make add a little liquid or a little oil to it, olive oil. They make a ball out of it, and then they make this egg and lemon soup and put the ball in there, and they call it matzo ball soup.
Oh, okay.
But they break up the cracker, the matzo cracker.
I was wondering, this matzo place in New York produces so much, they have a warehouse they store it in for distribution. And so I thought, well, maybe the Jewish people eat this quite often. Apparently they do.
We have the regular crackers that you get, Ritz crackers or whatever. The matzah cracker is a little thicker.
Okay.
It's a little puffier.
Yeah.
It's kind of puffy, the matzah cracker.
It showed how they produce this. Highly interesting. But there again, it's a family operation, and they finally had to move to a different quarters. And they say this may be the last move. They might just end the whole thing,
yeah,
to keep up with the...
I think they were the only one in America making matzah crackers.
Yeah, this company was called Street, S-T-R-E-I-T or something like that, the most famous matzah makers. But they're being competed with by matzah made in other countries.
No, there's a cracker company in Pittsburgh.
There is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because Squirrel Hill. You ever heard of Squirrel Hill?
No. I'll be darned.
Squirrel Hill is you're on top of Pittsburgh, at the edge of Pittsburgh. You can look down and see the city. Squirrel Hill in Pittsburgh is the Jewish section of Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
And there's a matzah cracker place up there that makes matzah crackers.
Ah. Now, if you were...
Their name is Weinstein.
Okay.
Weinstein Company makes matzah crackers in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I've been there many times with my brother-in-law, Paul.
Wow. Well, Paul,
you remember Paul?
Yes, I do.
He was the one that put that ad in the paper. I still have it. The full page. Paul
Kleinemeyer.
Has gone bananas.
Oh.
Remember?
Yes, I do. Yes.
He said, Paul has gone bananas selling siding at... Well, before when siding first came out.
Yeah, aluminum siding, yeah. I remember, yeah.
Paul's gone bananas. He was Jewish.
What was the name of his company?
American Homecraft.
Okay, American Homecraft, yeah.
It was out there by WMRN.
That's right. Yeah, just down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember their office.
That was my brother-in-law.
Okay, Paul Kleinemeyer.
Right.
Yeah. But now, if you were to look for matzah in a supermarket, could you... I don't know if you could find it, could you? Is that a specialty?
It's a specialty item.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Kroger's or Meijer's carries it. I don't know. I have never looked for it.
I know you can buy gefilte fish.
Oh, gefilte fish, yeah.
And I mentioned that the other day, and somebody said, yeah, you can use carp or some other fish to make
gefilte fish.
Yeah. So
what was that? What's that other one that crawls on the bottom of the stream or the river?
Well, the carp does. Well, and the salamander, the mud puppies or whatever.
What's that one? I can't think of the name of that one. It's
Well, there's one called a halibut.
Well, there's the one called Placostomus. Have you ever heard of a Placostomus?
No, that might be a hellbender.
That's a big black fish that crawls on the bottom, sucks up all the junk.
Right, yeah.
It's called a Placostomus.
Okay.
You've never heard of that?
No, that would be what they, probably the Latin name for the hellbender. And the Crawford Park District has a young hellbender, and they allow people to touch it, you know.
Oh, it's slimy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
I know. My son has a Placostomus in our fish tank at home.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And you can't take it out of there for long because it'd dry up and die.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You got to keep him wet.
He sucks up all the crap in the bottom of the.
It's kind of like a carp. A carp blows the dirt away to looking for food, and that makes your rivers muddy.
Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah. The hellbender is an item they're trying to...
That's called a Placostomus.
Yeah, okay.
This Latin term for hellbender is Placostomus.
Yeah. And they're trying to get those more populated. I don't know why. You know, there are a lot of things that we're trying to save, and I often wonder why. What part of our lives are affected by, say, saving a salamander?
Oh boy.
Oh yeah. But that's the way life is. Well, it's 10:58 already. George Casota's my guest, and say, our lines are always open. If you have a question and you'd like to know more about maybe some Greek food, all you gotta do is call up and talk to George here.
Oh yeah. I'll give you a good example, because I only did it for 65 years.
Just,
downtown.
Yeah. All right. Oh, now, right now on the internet, there's a campaign on go to Marion first to buy anything. You look for whatever you want to buy in Marion, if you can find it.
If you can.
Yeah. Now, when Dick Kiefer was in business, he carried name brand clothing items. Where would you go today to find some of those better brands? Everything's made in China.
Monday. Was it Monday or Tuesday? Dick Kiefer's house.
Oh, was sold.
The auction.
That's right.
And the Higgins brothers were there with Ben, Ben Sr. And they had all this stuff out on the front lawn. And hanging on the spouting, they had all these beautiful leather jackets and suits from his store that he brought home.
Oh, my.
And I had one of the helpers, Ben Higgins' helpers, because he was tall. And he reached up, and I tried on three or four of those.
We'll be right back.
WGH Radio, 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today. And welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act.
It's not an act.
It's a big old act.
I'm going to blow up your act.
Don't blow up my act. I really don't have an act. I just see it talk rapidly.
Well, Porky, I can't sign off this program with you here. Before we close out, where did your famous saying come from, and then give it to us?
Oh, it's how they asked me to end the cartoon. That's it. It was that simple. And I just walked up to the mic and I said, "That's all, folks."
Bob, you are a pleasure. You are a But so much was made, and I don't know why. During the first Jim Tressel press conference, when all that hubbub was going on, you made the comment that somebody asked you if you were going to fire him, and you said he hoped he doesn't fire you. Do you wish you hadn't said that? It got so much play.
You know what I think, actually?